This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Otherwise, it's Tuesday, and you know what to come on Tuesdays. Knowledge Hub, suke khona ke Mr. Maxi. Sinikeza ke Knowledge Hub namhlanje on another session ye Knowledge Hub. And he's back again. Mr. Maxi, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Ivukuba Ngene.
Morning to our listeners. It's another Tuesday, 12 August.
12 August. Mr. Maxi, what do you have for us this morning, Knowledge Hub?
Yes, I think we are still marking, celebrating, observing Women's Month.
Yes.
So I'd like us to, because I mean, there are many problems. So Tina, we are an academic institution. We are sort of scientists. We look at things academically.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we do is to try and solve problems, right? And for us to solve problems, the first thing that we must do is to develop insights, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, insight. Insight really means that we try to better understand the problem.
Okay.
But sometimes, I mean, so all we can do is, not all problems can be solved immediately. We can only make a contribution towards addressing them. But it helps us then to start, you know, formulating insights to say, kahle, this problem looks like this. This is how it appears. This is what causes it. And perhaps also we start exploring. This is what we can do to try and address it.
Mm.
So now I'm trying to say this morning, let's have that conversation. Let's have insights then around this whole notion of being men and being women. E-Constitution says that we are equal. So it doesn't mean we are the same. It says we are equal, because I mean, so in terms of the law, you must be treated the same. You can't be treated differently just because you are a man, and you can't be treated differently because you are a woman. But also we know naturally, besides the constitution, look, people are different. Yes, we have things in common, but also a lot of the time as well, we are different, even from the same family, from friends. So also there's a notion of diversity, therefore.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to propose this morning is to say, let us look at that push for equality. Also, let us look at that embrace for diversity. Let's develop insights around that. So, I mean, for me, a proposal is that, look, at the bottom, at the end of the day, it's a success, we are human, so abantu. Abantu was a man to look to moon to. And go belay my footsteps, who's moving my hand, but who's maybe two moon to long or is learning them lens of four. So when my belay look hammer or moon to hammer away when you're mean ikam, it's always interesting. The origin of names, right? So Sabantu, so we are human, we are people. Now, in terms of our scientists, I think the three distinct things that make us human. So one is speech. We can talk. Amakati wakwazi ukukhuluma, inyoka ikwazi ukukhuluma, kundana wakwazi ukukhuluma. So that is a special quality that we have. So Tina, we do have e brain ekwazile ukuthi i advance e language. Now, speech also helps us a lot, because I mean, as animals, I mean, as much as like in a science issue, we are all animals. I mean, animals, they compete. So we must all look for water. We must all look for food. We have unlimited needs and wants, and those can make us compete. And we do live in a capitalist society.
Yes.
It's nothing for mahala. So competition is always there. So language helps us to, you know, to navigate, to communicate, to collaborate. John Gray wrote a very interesting book in 1992, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. So basically arguing the idea that when we use language, we look at different things.
Mm-hmm.
Men are very proud. I'm sure women will be reminded of this. Men are very proud to say into Michelle manga.
Yes.
Which means men don't really pay attention to the words that they use. Sometimes those words can build, but sometimes they can be helpful. But Jay, I mean, what about this? Hey, into a long among. Which is sad, because, I mean, how do you convince me, Woody, I must give you my heart, when all you're saying is basically exaggerating, twisting things? Men. Then on the other hand as well, women and language. As much as women also talk a lot, I mean, women, they talk, he says, they talk to connect. So, if umuntu esifazane xa asukile, akakhulumi, akakhulumisi. So, ukuluma is important. It's the moment ukuluma now, it means they are giving something from themselves. Yeah, well? The downside, the dark side with women and talking is a gossip. Gossip a lot. And among themselves as well, gossip can break hearts as well. So I'm just trying to emphasize that with many languages, yes, it gives us a speech, but also at the same time, it does have those these other interesting things that make us human. So it's simply on the end of the day, it be interesting.
Yes.
We grew up at a time when we were calling Kosan. Imagine Kosan, I come to say, I could take now a breadwinner, man. So it might happen. Also, a breadwinner is the last born and she's female. So just because in Kosan, you're not finally lean, you're not finally seen, but actually the person also when they say, you know, bring her income because they are the breadwinner. So now there's that also shift now in language. So the people who actually hold the power, so in families, are the breadwinners. The other one interesting again in different cultures is in the mother-in-law. With the mother-in-law, when we say mother-in-law, it usually means both. It invokes emotions both for umakoti. Because it means mabezala. Kodwa futhi nakhe again umkhwenyana because umkhwekazi na kona is not umuntu umuntu odlalelwa
kuyena. So definitely. Yes.
So yeah, you see, there's always another interesting one because there's a whole psychology behavior that comes out of it, Lord. The moment it's good to a mother-in-law. Kuthi nake put away to enye eba issue, especially around this month. If it's who mama's babe. Suddenly fruity. I'm not about mama's babe. As if there's something wrong with that. I mean, because every day, kuthiwa for men, so the one person who's going to give you unconditional love is your mother.
It's your mother.
Yeah, well, so if a mama kufundise kahle, it's going to be easier for you to form meaningful relationships. But, the moment to mama's baby.
Exactly. There's always a clash between a mother-in-law and umakoti.
Yes.
Yeah, with you as a male in between.
Yes. Yeah. Again, scientists say that comes from animals as well. I mean, they talk about the lion. If we'll go my lions, you can steal their male cup. Hey, Gungashi's court. So apparently women and their sons are like that as well. So it's as a woman, be prepared for that competition, right? So that one was a speech, but that was then. The other one also that makes us human is immorality. So morality means that we can know what is wrong and also what is right. I mean, we are not animals. You know, we can make those decisions. So we set up our rules. We set up our habits. We set up way of relating. So a few years back, there was a huge, especially in the West, because, I mean, again, living in a capitalist society, was people were losing my manners. Yes. So they talk about good manners and bad manners. And they, just to remind ourselves as well, that as MUT community, we see the three things really that makes you nice. I mean, it's always nice to hang around with nice people who are kind. One is to remember to always say please, you know. So when you say please, whether we are writing an SMS, whether we are writing a text, it always brings something, I mean, to the person who's receiving a message, right? The other one is thank you. So again, it's always nice to say thank you. I mean, there was a conversation I used with somewhere else because I'm superior. So for example, if I'm dial, I mustn't say thank you to Ingan. Thank you is important. I mean, because it's your bonga, because you chose to accept my invitation. You chose to accept in Dengeshwa Gutuyenzo. And again, well, I think both for men and women, this can be difficult to say sorry. People would rather want to die than to say, I am sorry. Well, God, it does. Yes. I mean, once you say sorry, it allows for a different kind of a conversation than if go to Kubega
Ufunukpik. I wonder what makes it difficult for people. We would say, I know I'd be biased if I would say, hey, especially the other gender, that. Yes, I'm not saying that, but why is it so difficult for people to just, you know, admit wrongdoing yakho and just honestly say, you know, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. I think usually by about in the heat of the moment, vele. So, but once you become angry, you become angry because you believe exactly your point. You believe you are right, and the other person is correct. So, I think in this nzima, once a low shift in your mindset to say, look, maybe question mark, maybe. Then to I come shop, I mean, I think it is white, or maybe ngibo nebsu ngibo nangazo sim shop, but it's any yellow.
Yeah.
So mess mina ke nami ke manje ukuthi ngizovuma yini ukuthi ukuthi bengirong but yeah, sorry can be a difficult one. I mean you notice in politics, you notice in sports, umdlalo uzakhishwa nge red card because sometimes engafuna ukuvuma ukuthi ulento wrong. It's a difficult one. In terms of culture, the one story that is always, I mean, for me sad, because I mean, in the baga Cinderella. So Cinderella, mother is dead, the father is dead. She has to be raised by her stepmother.
Yes.
And her stepmother has her own daughters. Now, as a mother again, you know, chances are you blood is thicker than water, as they say in English.
Mm-hmm.
So she ill-treats Cinderella. Now again, looking at my stories, the stories were used in that context to say to women, just because this child is not your child, try and treat her differently. Mm-hmm. But also to prepare ourselves as well. Sometimes, you know, people will not be kind to us as human beings. We need to understand their reasons for doing that. So the responsibility is now is that so if someone is weaker, we must defend them. So especially for men. I mean, just because we might have strength, physical strength than women, but it doesn't mean that it gives us the right to abuse them. So that is the second one, immorality, choosing right from wrong. Mm-hmm. And the third one, big one, which makes us human, is intelligence.
Mm.
So our brain has all of us as animals, we live to survive. But ours as human beings, it allows us to adapt. So if you are a human being, you eat yonke into, but also you learn to eat other things that come along. Mm. So I lion, if there's no welcome animals in our wild, it will go hungry. So ngeke zidle carrots.
It's not intelligent.
Yes, yes. But in mind, yeah, it's not designed intelligently to make that adaptation. As you say, look, this is no longer there. I mean, go to London in the early 1900s, the problem of E. cholera, so the water was contaminated, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So people were encouraged to drink beer.
Because
it contains alcohol. Like we used to, not so long ago during the COVID, we were cleaning our hands with sanitizer and alcohol. So now to survive, so you'll wake up in the morning, have a glass of beer.
Just for that dehydration, what's in interesting.
Yeah, I'm very soldier. I mean, as human beings, we will do the extreme things just to keep ourselves going. So
yeah,
we say that, you know, we can think outside the box. So we are creative. So, which means, no matter what happens, I mean, no matter how things change, we'll face a lot of trading. We have AI now coming up to say it's going to change the way we live and work, but it's not going to upstage us. It's not going to remove us. It's not going to substitute us. We will adapt. We will still be in charge. We will make it work for us. So one thing I like here about also our intelligence is that it allows us to explain things, because a lot of the time, so what we need to do is to be able to explain things. Now, irrisky about explaining is, I mean, sometimes we can be simplistic, you know, so especially when we are not trying to be scientific about things, it's easy for our brain to tell us, this one is a threat and this one is a friend. So this idea of monsters and angels.
Mm.
So Tina, as men, we might look at women and say, hey, women are bad, you know, so these are bad women. And also women might do the same as well and say, men are bad.
Yeah.
it doesn't really help us, because I mean that's simplistic, this notion of, yes, it does sell papers, it does go viral on social media, it gets people talking, this whole notion of, this one did this because he or she is a bad person. But sometimes it's not the person, it's the behavior, and we can address the behavior through getting the person to change. So I mean, this was just a brief one to highlight the fact that so we when we approach problems, sometimes yes, we see the problem, but we cannot immediately jump to a solution because it's not clear. But we can just pause and say, so what does the problem look like? Mm. And when we are doing that, we are developing insights. It helps whether we are doing calculations, it helps whether you are approaching a presentation, it helps whether you are dreaming of an idea as well to say, so about this problem, how can I explain it? So because once we can be able to explain that problem, part of the work has been done to try to address it.
Wow, that was insightful, Mr. Mike.
Yes.
See what I did there? No, thank you so much. You spoke of insights, you spoke of morality, speech, and intelligence. Really, zonke lezinto, they distinct us from other animals.
Yes.
Siyabantu thina, siyabantu, we're people, sihlukile. And you know, you're actually telling me something here with last week's episode and today, to the fact that we are actually the same.
We are.
We might be different. We have different features in our bodies, but we are definitely the same.
No, we are. I mean, for all of us, I mean, the cast is about seven. So four girls and three boys. So seven and one. So suddenly, I'm going to feel superior. I mean, gilaminto mazana. So just why? I mean, so yes, we are people. We are the same.
Maybe just to get your view on this, you spoke of ekhaya ukuthi nikhuleni baningi, and usually what happens emakhaya kakhulukazi is that when nikhula, it's like it's in our culture lento yokuthi we are treated differently because when you are a boy, because when you are a girl. Do you think that in this society that we live in now, fourth industrial revolution, sekuningi sekushintshile, can we still encourage logo so that separation of genders within ekhaya, kuma duties and everything, chores and all of that?
So I mean, for me, no, because umhlaba esizo esiphila kona njengamani. Also, I think the world that we are approaching is about the collaboration. So kuzomela sikwazi ukubambisana, yabo. So yes, asisho ukuthi okay, ma if omunye geza izisho ekhaya bese njalo, if omunye geza izisho omunye uyayisula. But interest ngena yo ke right so kuyenza again as kids emakhaya is to challenge our parents, of course. I mean,
yeah.
So bakhule at a different time, maybe bona, and they are doing things differently. Kodwa again, we can negotiate nabo kwezinye izinto ukuthi ukuthini if senza kanjena umsebenzi washesha ukuphela. So I mean, that your example look at the if omnye geza omnye isula, it gets done quicker, yabo. So if unayo imali, buy umshini ogeza izitsha, so although abanye bazothatha mose use umshini ogeza izitsha aphomule zongilobola yini. But so it's about having those conversations. I mean for me, I always say, so let's try and collaborate, let's work together, asibambisane, asisebenzisane.
You know what, there's something, a plaque here in our office, I think it's that side, it says teamwork divides the work but multiplies success,
yes,
which is 100% true. 100%. So collaboration more than anything, we don't look at the gender now, we focus on people, we are people, say band.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matsu, siyabonga kakhulu. Otherwise, library is still operating as usual.
As usual, 9 p.m, come visit, we are open, visits online as well, if good, you are too busy, we are here for you.
I'm enjoying that magazine section you showed me. I really loved it.
Number one.
Thank you so much. Do check it out now on our MET website. We always go to the MET library. Then we also go, I think it's
Press Reader.
Yes. So we go to everything that you can read. There's a lot that you can read, from newspapers to books. There's quite a lot. It's interesting. You don't want to miss that one. Otherwise, let's go to more music. 20 minutes of
this is an MUT Radio podcast.